Brothers and sisters, let us recall the gospel reading where at the end the Lord asks about faith. Because this woman came to this judge and asked him, because she believed, God helps, God support, it's happened. And I'm trying to figure out how this word just go more deep, a little bit different way. I want to invite you to think about the human and the divine, because God gives soul, God gives body. And to begin, let's start our reflection with holiness, which is an integral part of faith. In the Old Testament, holiness means to be withdrawn from everyday use, allocated for the special service of God. For example, take the Sabbath or the Israelite people of God. Not in the sense that they are better than their neighbors, but that God has his own plan for the Israelite people, and Israel must follow and conform to his plan. One Orthodox philosopher, Soloviov, wrote, "The idea is not what people think of themselves at the time, but what God thinks about these people in eternity." This is the Old Testament understanding of holiness. In the New Testament, this philosophy is not shared by me, but by expanding it, another understanding of holiness is offered. Holy is that which unites with God. And it context not just with the thought of a person subjectively in his convictions. It turns out that God gives a certain part of himself to this creation, and therefore this creation becomes larger than itself. This is a very core principle for the Christian. Consciousness and many thoughts, feelings, and conviction of the modern man rebel against it. Many people say, God is in my soul. I don't need any rituals. These Christian worship services of prayer, according to them, are meaningless. But if you carefully read the Gospel, there is one unusual episode where one person born blind comes to Christ and asks for a healing. As we understand, Christ is one who, for whom one word is enough to create the whole world, and even more. And it would seem that Christ could simply say, "I heal you, go." But this does not happen. After Christ's request for healing, and instead, the healing is carried out by an external material action. He picks up dust from the ground. Spitting into this dust makes lumps of dirt. And these lumps of dirt insert into the eye sockets of his born blind man. And then new eyes are created from this dirt, and this person lives. Why does Christ do this? Let's try to figure out. What is saliva in the Bible? After all, this is a kind of material image of the breath of the Spirit, and the dust that is taken from earth is the same dust which on the first page of the Bible is said our bodies were created from. The Bible also says that a person is created in two stages, body and soul. The breath of God breathed life into the face of the first created man. And here saliva is close to the image of breathing. And the dust is just as the dust from the Old Testament image of the creation of man. And we can find many other similar episodes of images in the Gospel when Christ practices what he preaches within the Bible, performing rites, circumcision, praying in the temple, and the Last Supper are all carried out according to customs of the Jewish Passover meal. Christ did not oppose the traditions of his people. He taught against ignorant hypocrisy. It is true that he had some conflicts with a certain part of the clergy. It is also true that he did not rebel against Old Testament traditions and innocent Jewish law. Therefore, as Christians, with all the involvement of our consciousness with various beautiful ideas about equality and justice, must realize what is true, which is to follow Christ. This can be done through obedience to church rules. It turns out that man is a complex being, and there can be no inside without an outside. Many say, I can do without religious conventions. Well, let's try going through life with this mindset. Try to explain, for example, girl or wife or woman, I love you, or without these conventions. Try to convince that you love her, but at the same time never call, never send text message, even sometimes beautiful flowers somebody must cut, bring. Human life is full of such symbols and rituals, up to the contents of PhD thesis. And the one who even for a minute thinks about these mundane rituals will understand that are meaningful. And it is very important to be able to see these meanings. And the Lord, in obedience, addition to these meanings, know how to convey the divine throughout humanity. A rite is something that decorates its culture with something that comes from beyond the human being. And then it becomes closer and clearer to us. Going by the extremes of human judgment, all or nothing usually turns out to be nothing. But by following Jesus with small steps, you can come to fullness. Through the Word of God, pouring out the Holy Spirit on us, illuminating, purifying, continuing to create a new person out of us in his own image and likeness. And this is what takes us beyond the limits of human condition into the divine existence that which exceeds all our expectation of the assumption. St. Paul spoke very well about this, First Corinthians. But as it is written, things which in an eye didn't see, and an ear didn't hear, which didn't enter into the heart of man, this God has prepared for those who love him. Amen.